At this church in Wimbledon, Anglicans come in their hundreds to celebrate and reflect on what the Bible means in a rapidly changing world. But while worshippers may be at the heart of the Church of England, at the top, an unholy row is raging. This week, the leaders of the global Anglican Church gather in Canterbury. Many are threatening to walk out if no agreement can be reached over the Church's stance on gay clergy.
I think the Bible is clear on what marriage is. I think the Bible is clear on the nature of our sexual, how God has made us sexually. And I think we should stick to what the Bible teaches.
But for Jeremy Tim, the same set of values means something completely different. He was barred from conducting church services after he entered into a same-sex marriage.
My message would be, firstly, to recognise the pain, the hurt and the bruising that they have caused to the LGBTI community and their families and their friends.
There's no doubt there's a real and deep divide over gay marriage in the church, even within England where it's recognised by law, let alone in Africa and Asia. These churches may share the same theology, but the cultural and legal context couldn't be more different. But this isn't really about what's in the Bible. It's about power. It's about the future of this huge global institution and who really calls the shots.
A conservative movement within the church, known as GAFCON, is standing firm in its opposition to gay marriage, a position which could threaten the talks before they've even begun.
I've been reading what they've been writing, and it doesn't appear that they are very open to compromise. They are arriving with a single issue on which they expect to have almost immediate satisfaction. Churches, and in particular the Anglican Communion, doesn't quite work like that. There are no quick fixes in the life of a church like this, nor about an issue like human sexuality. This is going to take time.
For the Archbishop of Canterbury, the first challenge this week will simply be to keep everyone at the table. His best outcome may be that they can agree to disagree. Effa Hirsch, Sky News.